This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Today we are talking about the environment, but this isn't Earth Matters. It is about the environment, but depicted in art installations at L'Atelier Rouge, a gallery in Jaya 1. Two people who are responsible for the exhibition and who are also participants of it are here. With me are Anahita Ghazanfari, who was here in May, and Jael Estrella, who was here last time with Nicholas Chung, members of the Sembilan Art Residency Program. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have searched online to find out more about this L'Atelier Rouge. I can find only very little information.
Yes.
How old is this gallery?
It's 1 month old.
1 month old.
Yes.
It has also another name attached to it, L'Atelier Rouge, the Red Studio.
The yeah. Red Studio is the translation of L'Atelier Rouge, which is French word. Does mean the Red Studio.
Why another gallery? You both have exhibited because you have gone through the residency program. You have done your exhibitions at different places. Why is there a need to start your own gallery?
Well, actually, both of us were looking for a place to work in as our own studio. And then we also thought about, as we struggled a lot looking for a gallery to showcase our works somehow in some times, so we thought maybe we could help other artists who are not really famous or they want to showcase some of their works in a group or solo show. We can help them to do so. But the other hand, we also were thinking about having different idea of showcasing different things. Well, it's not just we are showcasing like our pure art, just art for art. That is a bit difficult to understand. We are going to do like different meaning. Like, let's say the installation we are going to work on is like, it's educational kind of exhibition somehow. We are going to do some workshops, which is more unique and interesting stuff that people wants to know. So this is the idea of.
The space is not just a gallery, but you want to use it as a venue for education also. Who will you be educating? The public? Or are you going to run special art classes for young people?
Well, actually, it's for public at the beginning. And
yes.
Then, yeah, you may
We are also organizing some workshops. Can be modeling, painting, drawing, some classes. And we are having art jam every weekend. We provide you a canvas and paint, and you just come and paint and go back home with your own masterpiece.
There are some other galleries or studios that are doing something similar like this also. Are you competing in a space that is already crowded, or there is still lots of room to grow?
I do think there is a lot of room to grow. People are starting to be more aware of art and painting. And they just want to try and enjoy. So I think we are not so many people doing it. And it's growing, so it's good.
Maybe the question for you is, how would you describe the art scene in Malaysia? Are there people just dying to express themselves? Not necessarily that they want to become professional artists, but that they want to express themselves visually, so they want to paint. And whether it's good or not, it's just not the question that they're trying to answer. They just want to do, they want to understand. Is that that kind of community in Kuala Lumpur?
Nowadays, it's getting more and more people who wants to try it, actually. Yeah. So I've seen, since we started this gallery, I've seen many people who, at the beginning, they were quite scared even to walk in. And they were like, are we allowed to? I mean, yeah, of course, come on in and just take a look. We are not going to charge you to just having a look. And they were asking us, oh, okay, so how it works? I mean, art jam, what we need to do? Do you need to be artist? Or we were like, no, you just try to have fun. This is the purpose of ArtJam for us. I don't know about other places. For us, it's not educational. Like, it's not we are teaching art to people. We are just letting them to be free.
An occasion to express themselves in whatever way they want to.
Yes. Exactly.
But you will be running regular courses to teach people
how to
visualize.
Yes, as we also do some students.
I am aware that Art for Grabs is also being organized in the same area. Does that help create the kind of an environment that's necessary for art to flourish, for people to collect art?
Yeah, Art for Grabs is a very nice bazaar. A lot of participants and a lot of crowd coming for it. It happened 2 weekends ago, and the mall was full of people and art enthusiasts. So we also have new visitors in our gallery, as they were coming for art already. And they saw there is finally an art gallery in Jayawan. People are very happy about it. They were looking for an art gallery in Jayawan.
If I'm not mistaken, there's also an architect office that allows its space to be used for a small exhibition.
Well, I had my solo show there, actually. Atelier. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, he's our partner.
Ah, yes. Okay.
The three of us are the initiator of L'Atelier Rouge.
What do you think the public needs to know about art so that the public will be more appreciative of it?
Well, by having a studio beside the gallery, the way we are going to teach is not a teaching. Like, let them know about it. It's like they just walk in and see how we work. The process, the beginning, is just a white canvas, and it's go on, and finally the magic happens. It's like they learn more about the process, and they appreciate it more. Because at the beginning, they just come in and walk and see, oh, this is abstract, so this is easy. I want to do the same thing. And then when they see the process, sometimes they even start. They want to try it, and they see, no, this is not. It looks easy, but it takes lots of time and effort, and so many things like need to happen, and then you see the final. So it's like by seeing the process, seeing two artists who are doing the same thing, so gives them the idea of the whole thing. It's not just the final piece you see.
It's not about the product. There is a process to it.
Exactly.
As a non-artist, looking at you both who are trained artists and seeing how you work, would say that, you know, I don't have the skill sets. I don't have the understanding. What can you impart as artist to the audience, to the viewer, seeing you work? What can you impart to us? I see you first day with a blank canvas, second day some colors on it, and then as it evolves over time, but what do I see beyond the stages of it? What are the learning points?
It's not about just what you do, is like what you think. It's like me, if I start working, it's not just me and a white canvas. Definitely it's some thought behind it before I even start the thing. For most of them, it's like we don't have the skills, so we don't really understand it. It's not about learning or knowing the skills. It's about being able to look around. You need to be aware of your environment. If it's nature, if it's people, if it's something going on, is like the message behind the work. And before you start, I didn't have a skill at the beginning, but I had the
interest
to think beyond the just words or thing which I see. It's like I want to express myself on this white canvas, but what I'm going to tell is not just filling up the void.
Personally, I do think that we all have the potential to express ourselves in an artistic way, but also we all have our own purpose on life, on earth. So some people can express themselves through singing, through dance, through painting, through theater, through writing or poetry. There are many different ways to express yourself. So some people, it's a true paint and artistic visual art. You may think, if it's never practiced art, you may think you are not able to do. But if you feel inside your heart that you want to do it, you need to practice. The more you will practice, the better you will become. And then it will be easier to express your inner self in an artistic way.
One thing I'm also hearing from both of you is that the engagement with art, with the visual art, is to make you become visually more aware also, so that you're not just looking at things on the surface, but question its creation, to question its existence, to question why is it here in my life.
Totally.
So at the end of the day, it comes back to who am I? What am I doing? Mm. Why am I dealing with all these things and how I think about these things? We want to talk about the installations. I'm speaking with two artists, Anahita Ghazanfari and Jael Estrella, whose works are in an exhibition titled Immortal. Coming up, we'll find out more about installations, in particular, the installations displayed at this exhibition. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. You're tuned to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng speaking with two artists who are Anahita Ghazanfari and Jael Estrella. They're deeply involved in an exhibition of installations at L'Atelier Rouge in Jayawan. They are the owners also, together with an architect who is not here.
Alante.
Why installations? For your first exhibition.
Yes.
And installations, yeah.
This is exactly what we want to do. We want to do something different because most of the exhibitions we can see here in Malaysia are painting. There are very few exhibitions about photography or sculptures. We can see very little of installation, so we wanted to do something different, to break the rules.
What does an installation do that a painting cannot do?
Well, you see it obviously in front of you. You can touch it. You can walk around it. It's like, because painting somehow people have a little bit distance in their mind from the idea and the thought about it. But the installation is something out there, you even can touch it. It's more accessible somehow. It's like, and the educational terms, you can learn more because you see something have been built.
But an installation in some ways is no different, I think, than let's say going to a building.
Well, art speaks to emotions. So that's the most important part of the art installation. We really thought about that part specifically because we want to touch people's emotion, that be aware of what you're doing. So it's that was, that's, yeah, of course, we could have done it like really like industrial installation as you just mentioned. But our job is art. So we speak through art and we speak through emotion.
And the title of this installation or this exhibition is Immortal, but it ends with a question mark. Why? Why immortal? Why question mark?
The exhibition is all about environmental issues that we are facing today, which are really alarming. And the people seem to use their natural resources endlessly, limitless. They think, oh, it's okay. I can throw this and buy another one tomorrow. But is the earth immortal? Our resources limitless, we have to ask this question. How long can we continue? Can we go on like this?
How do you raise these questions for your viewers, whether the earth can sustain us indefinitely? Maybe what we can get you to do is talk about specific pieces and how that question is raised for the viewer.
Well, we have a small performance at the beginning of the show.
Oh, it's just not just an installation. There's also performance going on.
Yeah, it's not like performance. People think it's just singing or dancing, or it's somehow educational theater we are going to. It's like in that specific piece, we are teaching them, look what you are doing. You might not be even aware of, but you're doing this damage and you are going to see the results soon enough. So that's interesting piece.
So the six artists who do the performance?
Yes, start with the first one and then the second one would start doing the same thing. And then we hope that public
will join us,
to participate. It's not we are not telling anybody to do anything. It's just doing naturally, which we do every day. So it's like totally natural. And I think people think they have to do it the same thing because they do it every day. So,
but this is only happening at the, opening
yes.
evening. On the other days when somebody walks in, they will not have the experience of that performance to lead them into asking those questions. By looking at a specific work or by experiencing a specific work, how will this question come up? Perhaps let's take one by, it's of the elephant. That one strikes me as, in some ways, it's no more than a sculpture of an elephant. So I might look at it and say, wow, this is a very interesting piece of work, aesthetically beautiful. But the questions about the environment does not come up.
We have asked all the artists who is going to participate to use recycled material. So this is the major thing about this environmental exhibition, use of recycled material. This elephant sculpture made by Reza Moyer is made of newspaper, entirely made of newspaper, which is called papier mâché.
From the photograph, it looked like it could be bronze.
Yes.
Because of its the green tarnish quality about it, the oxidation on bronze.
I think it's what the artist wanted to do.
Why is this considered an installation when you have created something that is more sculpture-like? Maybe sculptures are considered installations, but for the most part, I mean, we tend to treat sculptures as sculptures and we are more concerned with their form than traditionally, at least. But here as an installation, how does it cross from being a sculpture to becoming an installation?
In this case, in this piece, the installation is made of different elements. There are three paintings and three sculptures.
Yeah, it's three pieces actually, one painting and two sculptures together. Way they show it and the way they display the thing makes it like a more installation
yes.
rather than just a sculpture itself. It's not an installation. So, but the way they present it.
Each element has a meaning and altogether it creates another meaning related to our theme, which is the environmental issues.
Jael, you can tell us about your work. What did you do?
Okay. I decided to use fabric. Offcuts of fabric that I collected from a tailor. So it represents 4 days only of his offcuts. I have cut it into small pieces. They are very colorful. You can see green, very bright green, yellow,
did you
pink.
Have to dye them?
No.
You use exactly what you got?
Yes. All very joyful and brightful colors. So I have cut it into small pieces and sew it into 2 meters long garlands. They look like flower garlands. And I have created a curtain out of it that will cover the wall. But behind the wall, behind this joyful and brightful wall, there is a black circle. The black circle is the dying planet. It's not dead yet, but it's dying. And the beautiful curtain covers it. What I want to say is that we give a lot of importance to our appearance. We buy a lot of cloth and we keep buying new cloth, but all these clothes, they are made of natural elements that we are wasting. I want to show this, that we are wasting cloth, so natural elements, by buying too much, and we are caring so much about our beautiful image more than our dying planet.
I don't know whether I should say this, but you know, you are both dressed quite simply, both dressed almost black. T-shirt, one with long sleeve, one with short sleeve. I have people I know who say they will not have more than a few items of clothing in their closet. Every time they need to buy something new, they have to wait till something that has become tattered and torn and then discarded to be replaced.
That's very good.
I think you're trying to reach out to make people think more about these kinds of issues.
Yes, we want to educate people to. Because I think most of the people, they don't know what they are doing because there is no education about it. So if they see this piece made out of fabric, they may just see simply beautiful colors on the wall. But there is a meaning behind it. I will explain my work to them and then maybe they will think the next time they will buy something new.
There is a cost.
Yes.
Anita, would you tell us about your piece? Because what I saw is a picture of a face on one side and then there are leaves.
Well, actually, my piece called Comfortable Silence. While we are in comfortable silence somehow. So I wanted to address people by putting my own portrait as a human face. So it's like me and the Mother Nature somehow. We were happily lived together forever. And then when I started to take advantage, so my mother was really, really happy with me before that. She didn't say anything because it's a mother. She cares. She doesn't even want to let you know that she's concerned about some stuff, but she let you do whatever you want, no matter what. And she's willing to give even her life to let you live forever. So I thought, okay, so this is my mother and me, so she will do anything. So let me do whatever I want to. So then I start to take advantage. And all of a sudden, I heard the noise. She was screaming out loud, but in silence. So it was like I had to pay more attention to hear the voice. So I started with the nature because of the relationship, humans and nature, from the beginning. We were together for like many, many years. So I started with the plant, with the
You use some leaves, yeah?
Yeah, I have an actual plant.
A real plant.
Real plant. I bought it from some nursery. So it's a really, really interesting plant, which has the exact leaf and I needed to add to my installation. So I have that one. And I have me and my face on canvas with the exact leaf, which I took a photo from the actual plant. And I created on my face and I started from the leaves, actual leaves, and I sew the leaves on the canvas somehow. I use different fabric, like the waste fabric, which left over from Lori's piece. So I'm going to have different fabric, leaves, or different media. Start from the ground with the actual thing, and it comes to me, it's a picture. And then just next to my face is nothing. There is like before my eyes, it's just nothing. And it's like I'm doing something wrong. There is something wrong there, which because of me, definitely. So, but if I'm not there, planet will grow and live forever. I mean, the problem is me. I need to look at myself again. It's a start from me. So this is the whole idea. I'm like, I just want to say this is something which really needs to start with you, me. It's not about, oh, I'm not doing anything wrong because it's not affecting my everyday life. I don't see it. I'm so happy. I'm just living. I have beautiful family, life. Everything is perfect. But let's see and look around. What's going on? So all this damage.
Often when they talk about installations are site-specific. Are your works site-specific?
All these pieces will be done for this exhibition, so they are exclusive. But then I think they can be moved to some other places. For example, our installations will move to another place after this exhibition. Installation is hardly sellable. We know it. It's not the purpose of our exhibition anyway, but we have asked each artist to provide a painting as well. So there will be a smaller room where the paintings will be displayed and for sale.
So you're quite commercially savvy, that realizing that, you know, installations cannot sell so well, or they don't sell so well, that you have to have paintings that somebody can purchase.
But it will be a small part of the exhibition. It's one painting per artist.
How many works in all? Six. I know there are six artists. Are there six installations? Seven installations?
Seven artists.
Oh, seven artists?
Yes.
Your press release just told me six.
Yeah, there another artist just...
Who's the one that you've added?
Sohrab Marzban. He's an Iranian artist. Yeah, he talked about his idea with us and we found it really, really interesting and effective. So we asked him to participate.
Yes. So you got three Iranians... Yes. Two Malaysians, one German, one French.
Yes.
Magnificent seven.
Yeah.
Thank you both very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Immortal with a question mark, Environmental Installations Art Exhibition opens this Saturday, October 8th at 3 p.m. and will run through Sunday 23rd at L'Atelier Rouge, the Red Studio, the School Jaya 1. Gallery hours are at 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. The exhibition is open to the public. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.